Welcome to On the Service number 276 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour show as usual. Got a couple of requests this week, some oldies. Anything new this week? Well, nothing. Everything's new every week, isn't it? Maybe if you haven't heard it before. But to kick things off, we got the sad news last week before that Ross the Boss from Manowar had died, sadly, after a short illness. And so to kick things off, here's a Manowar with Army of Immortals.
Battle hymns did sound the call. You came to our side. You heard true battle. Into glory ride.
Yeah!
whilst in the Man of War mood there with Army of Immortals from Hail to England. That was followed by Battle Roar with The Swords Are Drawn from the Blood of Legends album. Greek band, very good, just straight ahead, traditional heavy metal, really good if you like that Man of War stuff. It's well played, it's powerful, it's great sing-along choruses as well. So taking me back a few years, I was digging through some really old death metal albums, and these boys popped out of the woodwork. Banished, haven't thought about them for a long time. They've released one album. I think I first heard them on was a death metal sampler way back, and this album, went out and bought it. It's off the album Deliver Me Unto Pain, and this is the track Cast Out the Flesh.
More so.
and following Banished, that was from the debut Cannibal Corpse album, Born in a Casket. And that comes from the Eaten Back to Life album from way back 1990, I'm going to say 1991, somewhere around there. It became more brutal after that, but that album was certainly a statement of intent. So only a couple of requests. First up, a band called Morkoth, who I've never heard of before. Good heavy stuff requested by Christopher Osborne. Always sends in some great stuff to listen to and keeps me occupied during the week and the weekends. And this is a track called Nightmare from their All the Darkness Looks Alive.
Yeah!
Falling Morox, that was Impiety with the Indomitable Fist of Decius, I think it's pronounced, from the Paramount Evil. Japanese band, I think they are. I've got one of their albums, there's a great track on it. It's something about Frost Ghost. Can't remember the full name of it, but it's sort of sadomasochistic Frost Ghost, I think that's it. It's a class title. It's a good song too, I really enjoyed it. So I was digging through the 12 inches and I came across a couple of covers which are really worthwhile. I'm not sure I've played either of these before, but Anthrax covering one of my favourite bands, Kiss, and this is Parasite. I think it's a really heavy version of it. I really love the drums in this, especially. They're just such a groove to them. So this is Parasite by Anthrax. We'll be right back. Following Anthrax, another cover version for those eagle-eared ones. This was Acid Rain with Hanging on the Telephone, which was released, that was mid-80s, wasn't it? I'm sure. Late 80s sort of thing, around the Moshkin sign and the Fear. And then that album, Obnoxious, with a pink cover, which just looked absolutely terrible. And they've done that really, really bad takeoff of a Metallica's One. It's sort of trying to make out it was their own idea. But they're back on the scene again, released new albums, haven't heard them. Some people say they're good, but I really don't know. But they are playing Belfast at the end of May, so if you're about, probably well worth going down to see after their legendary performance in the Rosetta way back in the early 90s when stage diving was still a thing. And on that point there, I was reading through one of the Damnation forums. The people on it really take me to the fire. They were complaining about, one of them was getting offered a free ticket for Black Parade, and he was wondering whether he should go because he was worried about their political stances. It's like, really? And then another one was complaining, yes, that Winterfell fans, there's guys with beards and beer breath. Would you ever believe it? Like, it's absolutely ludicrous. I could never think of a thing. How would these guys have survived a pit back in the 80s, 90s? And the likes of Slayer, Metallica were playing at Belfast, the death metal clubs, it was nothing but stage diving. Could you imagine a whinging then? Okay, so there's my rant over. So back to the music. 1980, two classics released this year. First up, Maiden with Prowler from their debut album. 46 years old this week. Enjoy.
Walking through the city, looking.
And another one released in 1980, that was Judas Priest with British Steel, and that was Rapid Fire, the first track of that album as well. Two albums are often offset against each other that year, you know, but I think Maiden is the surefire winner there. Even though the Priest album's good, but there's a couple of dips in that album. It's not their finest hour by any means. So let's slow down a bit with a bit of doom, a bit of a Finnish doom with Garden of Worm. And this is a track called The Ceremony from the album Garden of Worm. And following Garden of Worm, that was Cathedral with Requiem for the Sun from the End Time album. It's an album that can get talked about that much. And I think there may be a Cathedral reboot in the works. So just reading between the lines in social media, they're starting to put out the idea of releasing their last gig in London from 2013, was it? 12, 13, somewhere around there. And maybe they're dipping their toe, deciding whether it's time to make a comeback. Everybody else is doing it. It's working out for them. And Cathedral were a great band. And incidentally, Garden of Worm, that was from the Pariah Child archives. And if you're online, check out the Pariah Child website. Lots of goodies on there again. The obscure, the strange, the heavy, the black metal, the death metal, the doom. All at very reasonable prices. So check that out. Right. So a bit of glam now. Skid Row. Skid Row looking for their singer. Trying to do sort of one of them things. It's almost like a one of them Simon Cowell show sort of thing, but it's not. It's sort of online. I don't think it's going to pan out for them much. But and Sebastian says he'll go back, and they're going, look, mate, it's not happening. But he's out with Twisted Sister, so it's weird to see how that one will pan out. But anyway, this is from Skid Row's last album, The Gang's All Here, and this one's called Hell or High Water.
Shut down with no
After Skid Row, that was Rush with Far Cry from the Snakes and Arrows album. Of course, the big news that Rush are back with a female drummer. And they appeared at some Canadian award ceremony there a couple of weeks back. Sounds great. Looks great. They're going to have a keyboard player on stage and whatnot to free up Geddy to do a bit more running about, I suppose. Or him and Alex are talking about displaying their funky dance moves, so it should be quite a thing to be seen. Tickets are ridiculously expensive, and but not as expensive as Metallica in America. I don't know if you've seen last week, a couple of tickets for Denver, I think it was, just standing, $2,000, $300 a tax, and there's an entertainment, live entertainment tax, absolutely ludicrous. And nobody's doing anything about it. These Live Nations and stuff are just laughing at us, and we're paying it because we've got no other choice. That's another story, though. Okay. That's the end of the show, more or less. But to finish off, I'm going to pay more tribute to Ross the Boss. And this one is Battle Hymn. And if you've ever been in a crowd where Manowar have played or Ross the Boss playing this song had played, it is just magical. Thinking back to Keep It True and Ross the Boss's band on this, and the whole hall was bouncing. I've never seen the like of it before or since. You can see it online. It's great. But anyway, Battle Hymn. To all the fallen heroes, thank you and good night.
crossed a starlit sky. No space, no time, we'll catch the wind. Strange losses, men died. We crossed a starlit sky, and still no time.